Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. We got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm great. I'm in out of the rain. It's raining here.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is raining. Cats and dogs.
Is it cold there, too, or chilly, or
it's
no?
It's in the, like, high 40s, 50s.
Okay.
Around there. So, yes, yeah, it's definitely chillier.
It feels like fall or not?
Yeah, it really feels like fall is upon us.
Yes, so, here we are, October 3rd.
Move. Yes. So, how was your weekend, man?
Everything is great. The weekend was wonderful. I thank all the people. My man Brandon, who had the big comedy special for his birthday, he's the one who invited me to do a little comedy set, Chris. And it was fun. You know, it wasn't as many people as the first time.
Okay.
But it was fun. And, you know, I had a couple of friends there.
Did you kill?
Yeah, I did. I did well. I was very happy with it. I just felt a little different because it wasn't as many people laughing.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's all. It felt different. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
But my friends.
This was probably more of a real test.
Yeah, because it wasn't as many. Yeah, because it wasn't as many.
The last time it was 98% Fox people.
No, it was not 98%. No, it wasn't.
It was just like doing it in the Fox cafeteria.
Right, exactly. Right. Making fun of the lasagna. Right. No. But yeah, it was great. It was fun. My second time out there. And Friday is the third.
So it was the same place?
No, no, no. It was different place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, called The Crow in Santa Monica.
Okay.
So it was a cool venue, very nice, and nice people, and good time. And a couple of my buddies came out, so I really appreciate them as well. So, yep, I'm ready to go. And Friday again in Detroit at the House of Comedy downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be doing that. And then the big party Saturday night celebrating the 20th anniversary of Sporty Cuts. So,
well, as you were doing your comedy, I was actually speaking at the King's College in Manhattan on Saturday.
Oh, is that right?
Which is a Christian college in Manhattan.
I never heard of that.
We are the odd couple.
We are. That will never be twisted.
Right. All right, we got a great show, so keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. We got Seth Joyner, Super Bowl champion, joining us at the bottom of the hour. Rob, I don't know, did you spend much time with Seth when we were at FS1? Because I got to know him fairly well, not too close, but, you know, a little bit. Spent a little time with him and liked him a lot, so I'm excited to have him on the show.
I want to say, didn't he do some stuff at ESPN, Seth?
Maybe. I don't remember knowing him there. He may have done stuff there.
I don't know why. I mean, I think, yes, definitely at FS1 a little bit, but I thought I got to know him a little bit before that. I'm just in my head. But, you know, we work with we work with so many analysts. You know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good.
All right. Let's get this thing popping. We, of course, have the iCouple crew in full effect. DJ Alex Tyshert on the ones and the twos, super producer Rob G in the house, and on the updates, our man Steve.
Hey, Chris, and real quick before we start, we should wish a congratulations and mazel tov, right, to Elijah,
yes,
our social media guru, and his wife Daisy.
Absolutely.
They had a baby boy. He's so cute.
Congratulations, Elijah.
Yes.
Enjoy it, man.
Awesome.
Enjoy the journey.
They're just getting
started.
I'm
through the journey.
Yeah, you're
enjoyed
done.
I enjoyed it. And
it ain't over. It ain't over.
No,
stop
no, it.
It
never ends.
Right.
I was talking to Rob, a guy who works in professional sports.
Right.
An executive whose son coaches in professional sports.
All right.
And we were talking, you know, we're friends, and we were talking, and I was saying, yeah, I'm glad to get the girls off the payroll and all that. He's like, look, my son's a head coach.
And he's still
they're
on the
never off the payroll.
<They're>
he's making millions
Dad,
of dollars
right.
a year. They're never,
hey, Dad,
they're never
you,
fully off
right,
the payroll.
Can you, I need a little loan. Wait a minute. You make up $2 million. What are you talking
right.
about?
Right. Exactly. Crazy. All right, Rob, let's get into it. Big game. It was a good weekend. Good weekend of football. Buffalo, Baltimore. We'll get into that later.
Not your but that's another story.
We'll yeah, my picks. We don't have to talk
good.
About
all
that.
Right.
We will visit those Friday, unfortunately. Yes. But probably the big game, everybody, or that's Buffalo, Baltimore, certainly.
No, that was definitely, yeah, that was.
Yeah,
good,
yeah, but these were the two biggest games. Kansas City and Tampa Bay Sunday night. And Rob, the final score was 41-31. But it wasn't that close. It wasn't an absolute rout, you know what I mean? But Kansas City was in control. And it was probably more like a 2-touchdown game rather than a 10-point game like the final score says. But, Rob, look, both quarterbacks were great.
I don't know. I downgraded Tom Brady because after they were down a couple of scores, you know, I mean, they were down. I don't think that game was really close. I really don't. And I'm not knocking him for trying to score and putting up 50 passes or whatever he had to do.
Right.
But Mahomes outplayed him. I thought Brady's stuff was, you know what I mean? Like, just.
I thought Brady was good. I thought Brady was surgical. Like, I mean, you could see, and to me, it's like I said, Rob, he got back Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. And to me, you saw the difference. He hasn't looked that good when Godwin just got back and Evans, you know, missed the one game because of suspension. And having good receivers, I thought he played well. But Mahomes, to your point, Mahomes was incredible. And Rob, to me, and you know I've said this, I haven't wavered off this. That was an example of why, in my book, I've been saying for years now that he's the best quarterback in the NFL. And Lamar is great and certainly is the best runner. Josh Allen is great. And I think clearly the best combination of running and passing right now. But Mahomes, the stuff he does, like, Rob, what he did on that play when he kind of flicked it to Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the end zone for the two-yard touchdown pass, first of all, to avoid the sack, put on a spin move, like, Allen and Lamar could do that and run. I don't see them necessarily doing it and finishing it like he did. And I think, Robin, we talked about this a lot last year because he was obviously having his struggles, relatively speaking, I'd say. And I felt like and said he could end up being better for this because he was learning as teams were going cover two and he couldn't just, you know, they weren't going for the big passes all the time. He had to learn to take what the defense gave him. He had to learn to throw underneath and settle for that. And I think now that he's done that and still obviously can make the big play, to me, it was just an example of why he's the best quarterback in the league. And Rob, last night, the seventh time he faced the number one scoring defense in his career, he's 6-1 and has scored 27-plus points in five of the seven games, got 18 touchdowns against those number one defenses. And remember, this is the defense that held Dak Prescott to 3 points and held Aaron Rodgers to 14 points. So he went out there and at halftime had 28 points. So, I thought it was, to me, that's what I got out of last night.
Yeah, I mean, he played well, but we have seen him even this year, scuffle as well. It hasn't been like he's always locked in or always without question, no matter what's going on or whatnot. It was just a couple weeks ago people were saying that he looked different without having, you know, everybody having all the receivers. I just forgot his name.
Tyreek Hill,
right? It was just after they lost to the Colts. People were like, it doesn't look the same to me, you know, without Tyreek. But against Tampa Bay, he was able to do a lot and was able to have his way with them. And yes, Tampa Bay's defense coming in had played pretty well. And I think they had only given up an average of 9 points. I think something like that. It was something crazy because I know Dallas only had three.
Yeah, it was. Dallas had three. The Packers had 14. And somebody who had they played 10. Before that. Yeah,
and the
they
Saints
beat,
only had 20
Saints
to 10.
20 to 10. So yeah. You're right.
So
wow.
It was like yeah, it was like 9 points. So yeah, I mean I think we'll have to watch this whole season and see where he finishes up. And if there's any you know bumps in the road or lulls that we have seen, I don't have the exact numbers in me, but there are a couple of – he had that great first game in this game. Two of his four games have really been great. And then there are a couple others that were okay, not as great. And I think Patrick Mahomes has still upside because he's a young guy.
Right.
But we'll see. I think it's funny how – the quarterback MVP has bounced around as it usually does, Chris, early on, right? Because we saw Josh Allen look like against the Rams, right? Oh, my God, how are you going to stop him if you looked at the first two games? And now he looks pretty pedestrian, doesn't he, the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think, Rob, it's probably a function of today's sports landscape. You know, I mean, we talk about it all the time. You know, when you and I were coming up in sports writing, you didn't, and certainly before then, you didn't have daily debates at shows on talking about this, right? And you on TV or radio, not national ones. You had local radio for the most part. But now we talk about this stuff so much, and I think it's just a, you know, it almost is like you need something to talk about. So people bring up, you know, they talking about whoever did the best thing last is like some people throw that out as the best guy. It's like we call prisoner of the moment. And I don't think that the, like I said, I've stayed steady with Mahomes. Has he always performed the best? No. And, you know, you're going to have ups and downs. Every quarterback, you know, or position player, period, has a bad or mediocre game here or there. But I just don't think, like you said, we can just, we jump around with who's the best quarterback. It changes every month, you know? And, but, you know, that's how it is when you got a lot of talent in the league. You know, think about the Brady era. Obviously, there were times people would definitely say Peyton Manning was the best quarterback, or maybe Brett Favre, or maybe Aaron Rodgers, or maybe Tom Brady. You know what I mean? It's like even as most people recognize Brady as the GOAT, there's no way for the full 20 years or whatever.
Nah, not even close.
You know what I mean? I mean, the majority of those years, people probably weren't saying he was the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah. Keeping I'd say it real, for more than you know? Half of his career.
Oh, yeah.
People looked
absolutely.
At other people.
The first half, they didn't. I think the first time people probably started saying it, Rob, was when Moss went there.
Yeah, probably that woke up some people, I should say, Chris.
Yeah.
Because prior to that, it was pretty pedestrian. Like, he played well.
Right.
But it wasn't like,
oh,
wow.
He was a glorified game manager.
Right. He really was.
So, yeah, I think Mahomes, Rob, I mean, this year you've seen Rodgers struggle, not be himself, let's put it that way, without Devontae Adams. You've seen Brady, as I said, without some of his top receivers. And Mahomes, even his bad games, I mean, you know, he's still, they're not horrible. So he's been fine thus far without Tyreek. But we'll see. But let's throw it out to the listeners, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I say Patrick Mahomes just showed everybody last night why he's the best quarterback in the league. Do you agree or disagree? Your thoughts next on the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. And you know who we are brought to you by. It is our favorite tire company, and that, of course, is TireRack.com. Because TireRack.com loves tires, and since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. Their team of experts has the knowledge and the passion to assist every single driver, and they're just a phone call or maybe a click away. The website's packed with information, advice, and tools that make buying the right tires a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide. That's right. They got a Tire Decision Guide. Answer a few questions, and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. That's fast. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Hankook Ventus tire, the all-season Optimo lineup, and the off-road capable Hankook DynaPro Lite truck and SUV tires. Ratings, reviews, test results, a national network of more than 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection, and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day. In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or your office. Tire installation on your terms, folks. It's a game changer. I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Money!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
and travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
All right, it's the iCouple, and we want to welcome you to Fox Sports Radio Tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. That's right, the Big Green Egg, because nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at Big Green Egg, just like it sounds, .com. It's a lifetime warranty. Remember that. Free home delivery. BigGreenEgg.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. I say Pat Mahomes proved he's the best quarterback in the league yesterday. Your thoughts?
Let's start with Chili Tim in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good, good. I was watching the game last night, and, you know, I agree with you, Chris. Like, Mahomes is great, but I also, like, agree with Rob's point, because I was like, what is it about him? And when he threw that last interception, I was like, that's it. That's what separates him from, like, the Mannings and the Bradys and Montanas. Like, if you beat them, you beat them, but they never beat themselves. Like, that last interception, he could have beat himself with. And he's got to, like, start doing those things where he just does not beat himself. If he gets that down, man, he will undoubtedly go on to, you know, greater heights. But he's got to, like, you know, that interception could have been just so costly. And he does those things. And that's the difference right now between him and the other.
See, I'd have to – I mean, he's already – I mean, he's had great success, as you know, in the playoffs, 8-3. Numbers off the charts. Obviously got a Super Bowl. And Peyton didn't have a ton of playoff success until, you know, he closed it out in Denver. But I'd have to look back. I'm sure that all those guys have, you know, made missteps here and there. But, you know, I hear you.
Yeah. I mean, right. And of course, the playoff game, He threw a pick, and that's how
Cincinnati,
yeah, Cincinnati won. Yeah. You know, it was a bad pick. Yep. Exactly, in overtime. So those things have happened, but it does. John in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, John?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good, great, man. How are you?
I'm good. The only thing I'd say is it's just Patrick Mahomes letting everybody know that, I see that big guy over in Buffalo doing his thing over there. But don't forget that I am the man that's been in the AFC Championship game the past five seasons for a reason. Like, this is letting everybody know that just because Tyreek Hill isn't here doesn't mean all my touchdowns for this season are negated or me winning the Super Bowl is negated.
Nah, look, I'm sure Rob, and thank you for the call, he hears everything. You even heard him in the post game when he mentioned there had been some chatter about our offensive line. Remember that with Shaq Barrett saying, oh, we're going to basically run through them. Ain't right. No difference between, you know, like, so he hears it. And Rob, if I was in his shoes, I mean, wouldn't you be like, I mean, there are always great quarterbacks, obviously, in the league. But if you're Pat Mahomes and you're looking at Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, man, who's going to emerge? That would be my mentality. I want to show I'm the best out of the bunch. And I'm sure he probably thinks that inside.
Yeah.
As do the rest of them.
But there, of course, there's a lot of young quarterbacks out there. There's always a flavor of the month. You know what I mean? Like, guys are always coming. And it's about people who can put it together for a long period of time. You know, that's just how it is. I mean, they're drafting three or four guys of the future. You know what I mean? For a long time.
I mean, I think Allen, and he's young. Lamar and Mahomes have established him. Wouldn't you say they've established themselves? It's not like Justin Herbert's been great, but he hadn't even made the playoffs, Rob.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of people who love him. Right, I get that. But there are people out there who think he's going to be there.
I agree.
Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, what's going on? Hey, real quick, on that point you just brought up, Chris, I think the difference between, and I do think he is the best, but I think what separates him between Allen and Jackson is that they still have that urge to want to run. And when things break down, the first thing is to take off and run, which both of them are going to get hit. Mahomes' first instinct is to move and stay in the pocket to continue to look down the field. And he thinks. He thinks better than they do. I just think he does.
That's a great point, because he moves to pass. He'll run, you know, when he has to, but he moves to pass. And certainly we understand why. Look, Lamar and Josh are great runners. They're better runners. So I kind of get why they run the way they do. But, you know, maybe that'll take a toll down the line.
All right, one last one. T in Texas. Let's squeeze him in. You got about a minute, T. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good, man. How are you?
Yeah, hey, look, guys, I got to thank everybody for getting about this guy, Aaron Rodgers, man. I mean, I watched him real close this weekend. He got that Watson guy, the other young rookie, Dobbs, and that defense with Rashawn Gary. I mean, by week 17, we might be looking at the Packers as like a real, real, real favorite here. What do you guys
think? Well, I think Chris and I both said it's going to be a work in progress. It's going to take a little time. And it's different when you lose a guy like Devontae Adams and you're making changes. And the thing is, the game plan, Chris, what do you throw, 8 or 10 times in the first half? I just don't.
Yeah,
you
know, I don't get that. They're establishing that.
Am I right? Like you got a quarterback like that, he only gets to throw 10 passes and one went to the other team.
Right.
I mean, like,
they ran for 200 yards.
But I know, but it's like he's Justin Fields. I mean, I'm like, watching going, really? That's the game plan?
I do think, Rob, that they need to take this time. Not you're not giving away games, but they need to take this time to get those young receivers acclimated to Rodgers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think they should be throwing a lot to get those guys ready. And so I'm with you there. And to me, I'll say this quickly about Rodgers. There's nothing really Aaron can do in a regular season to enhance his already great legacy.
Yeah, one thing.
Yeah.
He could win a third straight. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I'm just saying it would be.
It'd be great.
Only two guys have done it, what I'm saying. Right. I mean, we could sit here and act like it wouldn't be anything, but that would be.
Yeah, but I just think with him, people really are like, can he win another Super Bowl? You know, that's what they want to see. But,
he can't do that. But you can't do that during the season. So, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, yeah. I think there's, to me, but if he has another third straight regular MVP.
That would be him and Brett Favre, the only two people have ever done it. I think that's pretty impressive.
No, it would be impressive, but I don't know how much it would raise his legacy. But 877-99 on Fox, you guys will be able to call in next hour as well. We got Seth Joyner coming up in a moment, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Thank you, Steve. It is The Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a Super Bowl champion. And now an NFL analyst, we welcome in Seth Joyner. Seth, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's up?
What's up, Odd Couple? What's happening?
How you doing,
What's
buddy?
Up, man? Good to talk to you. It's been a while.
I know, man. I know. I was checking y'all out last week. What was it? Last Friday when y'all was going on about Aaron Judge and whatnot. Interesting conversation, brothers.
Yeah, we need him to get one more. He got four games to go, Seth. You can't get this close and not close the deal.
It would be a downer.
It would be. He had a great year, so we'll see.
Hey, listen, he'll get it, man. I'm a Yankee fan, so I'm rooting for him.
There you go. All right, man.
There's so much to get to with you, especially some of your former teams playing really well. But I want to start here. John Harbaugh and the decision to go for the touchdown, you know, instead of the field goal. What are your thoughts on that?
I just think that the analytics are destroying the game, all sports, to be honest with you. I think there's a place in all sports for analytics because of, you know, the information that it provides. And I think the analytics was always intended to enhance the decision making of coaches, of head coaches, and so on and so forth. But I think it's gotten to a point now with all the money that teams have poured into their data analytics divisions. And the fact that, you know, during the game, the data analytics, you know, director is actually in the head coach's ear, giving him probability percentages and making recommendations according to the book, that, you know, I think the data analytics is actually coaching the game now. And, I mean, my biggest problem with it is that, you know, if Steve Bisciotti was going to fire John Harbaugh today, okay, and John Harbaugh made decisions based upon the analytics, would that be, you know, a fair firing?
That's
you know,
a
because
good point.
There's no accountability when you talk about the decisions that don't work out if you allow analytics to make the decisions in game like that. Because the probability says if you go for it and you make it, there's a 25% chance, you know, that you win the game opposed to a 25% chance that you don't win the game. So obviously you go for it, it doesn't work out, you lose the game. And then all of a sudden, you know, my thing is, who's accountable? Is it fair and right that John Harbaugh should take the brunt of that situation just because that's what the analytics guy said you should? It's insanity, man. It really is insanity.
No doubt about it.
We're both with you.
Right. It's just over the top. Like,
and
stuff
it is
that
baseball and basketball.
Everything.
Too.
It's just crazy. Let's talk about those Eagles, the Philadelphia, the Eagles. The 4-0 start. Jalen Hurts, are they for real? Are they baloney filet? I know they beat the Lions, not that good. I know they beat the Commanders, not that good. I know they beat the Jaguars, who have a history of not being that good, but are they good? Or is this NFL welfare because of the schedule?
Man, let me tell you something. There's only 1,696 professional athletes in the National Football League. That's 53 players on 32 teams. They are the creme de la creme, the top of the food chain. Now, some organizations are better than others. Some teams have better players than others. But if you're on an NFL roster, then that means that you're an elite-level athlete, okay? Those guys are getting checks tomorrow morning just like everybody else is going to get checks in the NFL. So you play who's on your schedule, and it is what it is from that standpoint. Now, are there some elite teams? You know, probably. You look at Kansas City. They look unbeatable last night. But I would put the Eagles up against anybody, you know, in the NFL right now. And in my power rankings, I have them number three behind the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. I don't see anything in the NFC that really scares me as far as, you know, what they bring. If they keep playing defense the way that they're playing and running the football the way they're running with Miles Sanders and all the weapons that Jalen Hurts has at his disposal, you know, this guy was the NFC Offensive Player of the Month last week, okay? So that speaks volumes in his growth. You know, I'm watching this kid grow up before my very eyes, and this isn't even unbiased, man. This is just me looking at it because y'all know me, man. We've done a lot of shows together. I just tell it like it is. It's just straight, raw, and uncut. If I thought, you know, that there was fool's gold, I would call them that. But I've been watching this team for the last 4 weeks, and they're legit. They got weapons all over the place, man.
You, now, you, as a linebacker, you were a guy, you know, hitting these quarterbacks. And I'm talking about these running quarterbacks, Jalen, Josh Allen, Lamar. You know, you see more than ever, Kyler Murray and so on. As a defender, what was your view of quarterbacks that run a lot? Does that make them harder to defend? Even Josh Allen is a guy that does both at a very high level. But some of them aren't really great passers. They're good passers, but great runners or vice versa. Like, how do you view a guy that runs a lot? Is that tougher on the defense or easier?
Well, it's always tougher, especially quarterbacks who can make plays on the move. If you got a statue that's standing in the pocket, you know where it's going to be. It's not going to move much. You don't have to chase. But, you know, with guys like, you know, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and you know, to a certain extent, you might as well throw Patrick Mahomes in there the way he moves around now, and Jalen Hurts, you know, they can play the game from the pocket. But when the defense gets the advantage, they have the advantage of being able to break the pocket and the understanding that if it's zone, I'm just going to scramble horizontally to the line of scrimmage. And by time for my deep guys to come back and present a target for me, and for my short guys to turn it up and take it deep. If they're in man-to-man coverage, they're smart enough to know that, hey, if it's single high or two high safety, those guys have got to be 15, 20, 30 yards deep because everybody underneath is in man-to-man with their back turned running after somebody. So if I break the pocket, I'm going to gain 15, 20 yards before the defense can even react to me.
Right.
You know, it's hard playing defense against guys like that, you know, because they truly are, you know, the triple threat. They can run it. They can pass it. You know, they can hand it off to the other guy in an RPO situation. It's really, really tough, and they are the evolution of the new quarterback in the NFL. If you can't move, if you can't run, if you can't, you know, improvise when everything goes sideways, there's going to come a point in time where you can't play quarterback in the NFL, in my opinion.
Well, Seth, we got a big game tonight, the Rams and the Niners. Who you like?
It's interesting. It's funny that San Francisco did everything they could to get rid of Jimmy G, and yet and still, I've been guaranteed it pleases Punch, you know, to have him back under the circumstances.
Right.
You look at the Rams, and I think Von Miller was a big loss for them. I think they're realizing that because as great as Aaron Donald was, I think Von Miller made him and that defense better. That's a major loss. You look over on the offensive side of the ball, and they have not been, you know, what they were last year. I don't know whether that's a result of, you know, some of the losses that they had on that side of the ball, OBJ, Whitman, the tackle retiring. I don't know. They just don't look as potent as they did at the end of last year when they were hitting on all cylinders. It's going to be an interesting game. It's a divisional game. You know they don't like each other. And it's on primetime TV. And these two teams, they're trying to find out, you know, the Rams are trying to find out, do they have what it takes to get back? You know, right now I don't think that anybody really fears the Rams. Yeah, you know, you got Cooper Kupp and, you know, he's uncoverable and, you know, you're gonna get the job done with him. It seems like no one can figure out how to cover the guy, but you know, Stafford has been up and down, you know, throughout the first three games of the season. It kind of leaves you scratching your head. So it's going to be an interesting matchup to see what these two, you know, offensive geniuses or slash.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And it's time for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, BetMGM, great place to check out. If you want to drop down a few shekels or something, best bet tonight, Chris, 49ers minus two over the Rams. I don't know. Every time they go into San Francisco, they just can't seem to win a game,
right?
The Rams. So I'm just going to go with the 49ers minus two and Jimmy G to bounce back. Yankees and Rangers, they have over eight. There's no score, and we're in the third inning, so that's not boding well. And Toronto and Baltimore run total over 7.5. I'm going with the over there. Over 7.5. Over 8 for the Rangers and Yankees in Texas. And the 49ers minus 2 as my best bet. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. There it is. Shekel City. Rob. And you, Seth was talking about, you know, San Francisco kind of having its way with the Rams. Rob, Jimmy G is 6-0 against the Rams.
Yeah, it's weird. And they, you remember Last year, the 49ers were in a terrible funk, losing at home. The Rams it turned their season around. Do you remember that? That was a Monday night game too, Chris, I want to say.
Yeah, it is incredible. You're right. And most of these years, as they're 6-0, the Rams have been good. It's not like they've been bad.
The Rams are, exactly.
They've been a great team. And you're right. Last year, he beat them 31-10. And then they also beat them 27-24 in overtime. That was the last regular season game of the year. And that may have been, was that to get in the playoffs? Because they ended up 10-7.
No, that was to get in the playoffs, the last game of the year. Yep. I remember that.
Now, the Rams, of course, got the best of them in the playoffs, but we know that a big part of that was Jaquiski Tartt dropping that pass.
That changed everything.
It was
really
like a pass, wasn't it? It was an interception.
Interception, but Chris, that was big. You know, that changed the whole game.
Yeah. If they win tonight, San Francisco, they'll be two. Everybody in that division, Rob, will be 2-2.
That vaunted division, right?
Last year was definitely vaunted. This year, not quite as much, but you know, everybody will be knotted at 2-2. Jimmy G, when we talked about it briefly, you know, last year, of course, he ran through the back of the end zone, had the safety, which is, I equate that, Rob, kind of to shooting an air ball from the free throw line or something. You know, in basketball, you don't expect a professional athlete to do it, but it's not like the end of the world or, you know what I mean? It's embarrassing and all that. But if you've done enough otherwise, it shouldn't and won't override that stuff. But tonight he needs to bounce back, and he could make people totally forget about that thing if they get a win tonight.
Yeah, and I think he'll bounce back because that was a bad game, but he'll do better than that. I just expect him to. And the Rams are going through some stuff. Seth talked about it. They're not like, oh my God, you're playing the Rams. Is there any chance? You know what I mean? It ain't that feeling at all. And they've lost a lot of depth. They're not. And they lost some big names who played there last year. Stafford has the bad arm, Chris, or what is it, elbow. Whatever. Just throwing elbow. It's not good. So he doesn't seem the same. And we don't know if he has to fight through it all year or what it's going to be like. But it'll be interesting.
Well, we've talked about, Rob, how hard it is to repeat as Super Bowl champion. It's been hard enough to just get back.
Right.
To get back to the Super Bowl, let alone repeat. And they're fighting an uphill battle. And as you said, they don't have everybody that they had last year. Robert Woods is gone. And I know he was out for the playoffs, but he's gone. Obviously, OBJ. So Von Miller, as Seth mentioned. All right, we got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.